This is a Civitas Capital update. Budget writers at the General Assembly are doubly anxious about the November election after the U.S. Supreme Court upheld Obamacare. That appears to be the only hope with a Republican president vowing to reverse course on universal health care. If there is any silver lining in that ruling, the High Court said the federal government couldn't penalize states that didn't expand Medicaid coverage at the direction of Washington. That's little consolation, however, for lawmakers who have to figure out some way of paying for the influx of new Medicaid recipients that would still be added to the state's responsibility. Senate Republican Budget Leader Peter Brunstetter notes Obamacare will add 300,000 to 400,000 people to the state's Medicaid rolls. The General Assembly also has to set up a health care benefit exchange to negotiate who gets what insurance coverage. Brunstetter says that won't be addressed now with the short session at the end. The North Carolina Chamber of Commerce is surveying its members to find out how the ruling will affect their plans for expansion or downsizing. Some call it a job killer. That's the Civitas Capital Update. I'm Matt Willoughby.